the National Network of State Teachers of the Year, NSTOY, is a membership organization of State Teachers of the Year and finalists that works to provide all students with exceptional and equitable learning opportunities by improving practice, policy, and advocacy through the lens of equity.
What does it mean to be a teacher leader?
Being a teacher leader really means that you can understand and realize that the impact you have is really limitless.
That's Bob Williams, acting CEO of the National Network of State Teachers of the Year, NSTOY. On July 8th through 10th, NSTOY hosted its Teacher Leadership Conference virtually. The title of the conference, Revolutionizing Education. With the permission of NSTOY, I decided to share the event with listeners. Over the next 5 episodes, you will hear from the event's keynote speakers. Each episode will contain highlights of presentations, and we will hear from the speakers themselves, who will help us dive deeper into their message. Throughout the series, I will be joined by the 2018 Virginia State Teacher of the Year, Michelle Cottrell Williams. Michelle is going to help me unpack the takeaways of these educational leaders. Hello, Michelle. You ready to get started?
Hey, Aaron. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you too, Michelle. Would you share the event's lineup?
We had an amazing lineup of keynotes. The conference was kicked off with a keynote by Sharif El-Mekki. He's the founder and CEO of the Center for Black Educator Development. We also had Kelly Holstein and Jessica Davis. They are the 2019 and 2020 Minnesota State Teachers of the Year. Michael Sawschool talked to us. He is the 2018 Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year and the Vice President of the Pennsylvania Teachers Association Council. We got to hear from Abdul Wright, the 2016 Minnesota Teacher of the Year and an ELA teacher and literacy coach. We got to learn from Ted Dintersmith, who's written some books about education and is the co-founder of Boundless. And the conference wrapped up with the 2019 National Teacher of the Year from my state, Virginia, Rodney Robinson.
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, that was a fantastic lineup, and it was such a privilege to hear these presenters throughout the conference. So we've invited Bob Williams, the acting CEO of NSTOY, to share a little bit more about the conference with us. Bob, tell us about the title of the conference, Revolutionizing Education. Why did you choose that?
We actually chose the title before COVID-19 hit, and we'd been in the planning for 8 months. But when COVID-19 hit, and when we also, on top of that, had an economic collapse, and on top of that, just all the racial justice issues came this summer, I think that we realized that the title was still very apt. And in this time with so much uncertainty, and this time that it's really a once in a generation event for teachers, no matter where they're at in their career, that the title still fits. And that we need the voice of teachers and teacher leaders in this. And it isn't just something that superintendents decide or a policymaker decides, but if we don't have the voices of teachers and teacher leaders in these conversations, that we're not going to have the results that we want.
When you were looking at planning for the conference and selecting your keynotes, did you have a diverse representation as one of the driving factors in selecting keynotes, or did it just happen to work out that way? What framed your decision-making around who would be presenting at the conference?
We have a time frame where we get a whole bunch of proposals and they come in, and then we have a selection committee that looks through and selects those proposals. And then we look at the ones that score the highest. And when we kind of are looking at that, those final decisions, we do look at diversity within that selection. And so when we kind of looked at our final selections. We also met with had a committee kind of looking at it through a lens of diversity, making sure we had the diversity that we were looking for. And you have to make decisions on what people submit. So we had a few times where we did ask someone, hey, can you do a presentation or can you do something like this, trying to do it. So it's kind of looking, trying to make sure that everyone feels inclusive, invited, and making that selection, looking for diversity. And if you don't see that diversity, reaching out and asking. And then in terms of keynotes, there were some, a lot of different recommendations and reach out, but also making sure within our keynotes that there was diversity within our keynotes. And I will say that, you know, whatever lens you look through, somebody will say, well, I think there could be a little more of this and that. But I was very pleased with the overall diversity that we had within our conference. And our goal as an organization is to value the voices of teacher leaders and improve policy, practice, and advocacy through the lens of equity. And that through the lens of equity is really important. It's the heartbeat of who we are as an organization. We don't ever think we have it perfect, but we do look through that lens of equity when we're looking at our keynotes, when we're looking at our breakout sessions, and we're always seeking to improve in that realm.
Yeah. That actually leads me to another question. You know, the title of the organization is the National Network of State Teachers of the Year. And I feel like that can be really intimidating to people who are not State Teachers of the Year. And they, you know, they may feel like, oh, this conference isn't for me. Is this conference, is this work for all teachers? And if it is for all teachers, how does the organization seek to include all teachers in this conference, in this work?
And NSTOY members, National Network State Teachers of the Year, are State Teachers of the Year or State Teachers of the Year finalists. And we are very inclusive. As a matter of fact, there's a State Teacher of the Year finalist on our board. When we are holding these conferences, we had the National Education Summit and we had the National Teacher Leadership Conference. That is for all teachers and teacher leaders. And we've worked really hard to make sure that we walk our walk and are as welcoming and inclusive as possible, and that we don't appear to be this clique of just State Teachers of the Year or State Teachers of the Year finalists. So that's why it's the National Teacher Leadership Conference. That was why it was the National Education Summit. And what I'm really proud of is that at this conference, more than half the teachers were not State Teachers of the Year or finalists. We had a high number of teachers from Nebraska. And we also had a group of teachers from Prince George County. We had lots of teachers just saw and signed up. And they felt very included in those conversations. And it wasn't clicky at all. So I think there's two things. The way we label things, National Teacher Leadership Conference is our event. And it is for all teacher and teacher leaders throughout the country. And our National Education Summit, we are welcoming of policymakers, parents, teachers, teacher leaders. But a lot of our work is meant for all teacher and teacher leaders. And what I can say is if someone ever participates in one of our events and doesn't feel like we are welcoming and they're feeling connected, that's a shortfall on our part. And we're going to work to correct that. But what I can say is the feedback we received so far is people felt very included and really engaged in those conversations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you define teacher leadership?
I define teacher leadership as realizing that the school and the classroom and the experiences students have are in my control and I impact it. It isn't just something it's the principal, this and that. I own that as a teacher leader, and I'm responsible for it. And so I think if we get into a situation where we feel like we are just disempowered and we are always at the whim of the school board or at the principal or the superintendent or the governor or the president, it's even the thing that we just are always responding to things. But if there's something happening that I don't believe in, I jump in and I try and solve it within my classroom or I solve it within my department, or with a school, or the school district, or the state. But as a teacher leader, you realize that we have this incredible power and responsibility, and we have avenues to communicate that, whether it's through social media, whether it's having conversations with the superintendent or with the commissioner of education, or working with colleagues to have a statement as NSTOY. But being a teacher leader really means that you can understand and realize that the impact you have is really limitless.
Teachers really do have a limitless capacity to create positive change. And this change can be for their community, their school, their classroom, or even the life of one child. Teachers need to be bold and stand up for what they believe, because we shape the future and we shape the world. On the next episode of Beyond the Curriculum, we will hear from Ted Dintersmith. Ted is the author of the book, What School Could Be, and producer of the film, Most Likely to Succeed. Ted has made his fortune in venture capitalism. However, his greatest impact that he's made on this world is in education. He believes that education is the foundation of democracy. In our next episode, we will hear how Ted challenges teachers to consider their role as the defenders of democracy in an environment where democracy is under fire. For more information about NSTOY, visit beyondthecurriculumpodcast.com and check out the show notes. If you enjoyed this program, be sure to hit the subscribe button, as you will want to catch each and every episode. And remember to leave a rating and review. I appreciate the support, and it helps others find the show.
All of the workshops and keynotes from the Teacher Summit and Annual Conference are available for purchase at teachersleading.eventbrite.com. Beyond the Curriculum listeners can get an additional 20% off with the code BEYONDPOD. Again, the promo code is BEYONDPOD for 20% off at teachersleading.eventbrite.com.